along the mighty west, home of the brave red man, comes your Indian storyteller, Pete Greenwood.
Little Hailstorm proved himself worthy of his name as he tore in among the enemy in the hailstorm, raining more got the roar from the enemy's head with his war gloves. Many of the warriors from the raiding party noticed this bold young man and realized that if he was not killed, the battle would not last long, and that they would have to retire with all his gains. The enemy drew back and killed the short war council. Then suddenly they charged forward with wild yells, and a group of them went straight for Hailstorm, shooting their arrows at him from all sides. One of the arrows hit his left leg, making him wrench his feet in pain, but bravely he fought on, dodging the flying arrows. But at last, he was out of the battle, when one of the arrows embedded itself in his back. Not quite unconscious, he fell forward over his white pony's neck. And there he hung and hung that dead secret. No, my child. The gallant steed, realizing that something had happened to his beloved master, broke away from the fighting tribe and started a silk front back to his own coat. A pale storm was just hanging over his own neck. The blood from his wounds ran down over the horse's sides and neck, so that by the time they reached the first champion in the village, eager man felt the now unconscious form on the pony's back. No, not dead, Ramfloon, but badly wounded. And it took many, many moons before he was well again. His first thought, when again he was able to walk, was of his faithful horse. As no one had paid any attention to Arrowsy, the blood spot had by this time dried on his white coat to a dark brown. Hailstorm tried in vain to wash them away, but to no avail. The spark would not come on. It was quite a different-looking horse from what the Indians had been used to seeing.
Why was it different from
what? Because, my child, in those early days among the Cheyenne Indians, the horses had all been of a certain color. They had been either black, brown, white, or buckskin in color. But in the years that followed, many of the Indians had ponies with brown spots upon them, as Arrowsy's children and grandchildren all had brown markings upon them.
And what happened to
him, Johnson? The men of the village respected his courage. They knew he was destined to become a great chief of the Cheyennes, and this knowledge was soon proven to be right, as the chief of the tribe in gathering of the tribal council made Hailstorm a sub-chief of the Cheyennes with these words. The men of our village greet you, O Hailstorm. Through your courage, you have set an example for young warriors to follow. May your moccasins make tracks in many snows yet to come, and may the Great Spirit make your medicine strong. Oh, Red Bloom, Hailstorm lived to be an old man and was well liked by all in his tribe. He, in time, had many beautiful horses, but none that he loved as much as his faithful Arrow Chief.
Oh,
Greg Wolf, that was a wonderful story. And I shall always remember the hardships that young warrior had to go through, and how faithful his heart was whenever I looked on the kindled ponies in this village. Well, my children, the spirit of darkness has spread its wings over Mother Earth once again, and it is time for my young braves and young maidens to retire to the willow beds and buffalo robes. And now, my young braves and young maidens, I have here a song that I should like to sing for you. You have just heard about the Cheyenne Indians of the plains. But now we will take you down into the southwest, among the Hopi, the Navajos, and the Zuni Indians. And the song that I'm going to sing for you now will be the Zuni Sunrise Call, which the Indians sang from the house up in the morning at the time of the rise of the sun.
Oh, Thank you.